and so on, and we've also constructed all kinds of fictitious entities that are enormously powerful. So do we say, that's a bad idea, it's stupid, we should simply get rid of it? Well, here's another fictitious entity. Money. Money is a completely fictitious entity, but it's very powerful in our world. We each have wallets, which have got notes in them. But what can those notes do? You can't breed them, you can't stir-fry them, you can't live in them. There's absolutely nothing you can do with them that's any use, other than exchange them with each other. And as soon as we exchange them with each other, all sorts of powerful things happen, because it's a fiction that we've all subscribed to. I don't think this is wrong or right, good or bad. But the thing is that if money vanished, the entire cooperative structure that we have would implode. But if we were all to vanish, money would simply vanish too. Money has no meaning outside ourselves. It is something that we have created that has a powerful shaping effect on the world, because it's something we all subscribe to. I would like somebody to write an evolutionary history of religion, because the way in which it has developed seems to me to show all kinds of evolutionary strategies. Think of the arms races that go on between one or two animals living in the same environment. For example, the race between the Amazonian manatee and a particular type of reed that it eats. The more of the reed the manatee eats, the more the reed develops silica in its cells to attack the teeth of the manatee, and the more silica in the reed, the more manatee's teeth get bigger and stronger. One side does one thing and the other counters it. As we know, throughout evolution and history, arms races are something that drive evolution in the most powerful ways, and in the world of ideas you can see similar kinds of things happening. Now, the invention of the scientific method and science is, I'm sure we'll all agree, the most powerful intellectual idea, the most powerful framework for thinking and investigating and understanding and challenging the world around us that there is, and that it rests on the premise that any idea is there to be attacked, and if it withstands the attack, then it lives to fight another day, and if it doesn't withstand the attack, then down it goes. Religion doesn't seem to work like that. It has certain ideas at the heart of it, which we call sacred or holy or whatever. That's an idea we're so familiar with, whether we subscribe to it or not, that it's kind of odd to think what it actually means, because really what it means is, here is an idea or a notion that you're not allowed to say anything bad about. You're just not. Why not? Because you're not. If somebody votes for a party that you don't agree with, you're free to argue about it as much as you like. Everybody will have an argument, but nobody feels aggrieved by it. If somebody thinks taxes should go up or down, you are free to have an argument about it. But on the other hand, if somebody says, I mustn't move a light switch on a Saturday, you say,